Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I watch, you make me feel a heat. Don't need to touch, but I got my eyes on you now, and me now go miss a beat.
One time.
Volcano erupt on the ocean. Your sun still picture in a motion. Fireman carriage because your heat too high. Dry up the earth and you make clouds cry. Fahrenheit can't measure all your bad stuff. Specialist can't see all your hot stuff. Can't decide for the ice for your ring stuff. It's a blazing kind of love, and you make me feel a heat. Don't need to touch, oh, now got my eyes on you now, and me now I'm gonna miss.
Good evening, good night, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Whenever you're listening, wherever you are in the world, I want to say good evening. Welcome to Substance Within, a spiritual prophetic quest that is goal. Our goal is to strengthen, educate, to prepare our listeners to increase their faith and discover their spiritual passion. You are joining Dr. Althea. This is Friday night. It's 9 o'clock, and we are going to get started. And we are here to awakening your spiritual being that's locked up. We want to be able for you to know that your substance within matters, and that you are placed on this earth, this planet, to influence, affluence, increase, improve this world for the better. Don't ask me, or don't say, oh, I don't know what my purpose is. I just told you. Once again, I'm Dr. Althea, and I'm so glad you joined me. I am just going to jump right on in. We are going to talk today about entitlement. I find that this topic is very, very interesting. We have no idea that we have it. And if you didn't say that I don't have it, I can guarantee you, you do. I was saying to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, I need to talk about entitlement. We see it all the time. We see it in pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, politicians. We see it in our children. We see it in friends, family, foes. Everybody feels, or there is a spirit of entitlement. Sometimes we feel we're entitled to something because of our degrees, because we're a parent, because we're a pastor, because we're the prophetess or the prophet. I want to let you know that we need to address this spirit of entitlement. My topic for tonight is addressing the spirit of entitlement. If you're not addressing the spirit of entitlement, I believe that your influence and affluence will not be enlarged. You have to address this, because affluence, or entitlement, I should say, I read this and it says, the idea that my contribution and my special endeavors makes me unique, entitling me to a special treatment or reward. That is a spirit of entitlement. Well, before we get started, let's go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you because I know you hear me. Father, open up people's ears, their hearts, their minds, their souls, their body to be receptive to what you're going to say tonight. Have your way, and we will give you the honor, the glory, and the praise as we address the spirit of entitlement. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I want to say this, that if you want to send me an email, send it to substanceinstitute@gmail.com, and I will respond. I just want to read the definition that I read before I prayed, entitlement. The idea that my contribution, my special endeavors, makes me entitled, makes me unique, entitling me to a special treatment or reward, is a spirit of entitlement. We feel that when we have a spirit of entitlement, whether we know it or we don't, that we're exempt. We have a self-righteous or self-rightness about us. We have a self-determination. It's either my way or not, or your way, or you can hit the highway. We have a self-consentment or resentment about us. Lots of times we see entitlement in siblings. Well, I'm the oldest, I'm the youngest, I'm the middle one, I'm the favorite. Whatever, it's still a spirit of entitlement. There is no other way how to address this other than the fact of, let's just dig in. Let's find out where it is. I want to get a reaction, so you're going to have to email me at substanceinstitute@gmail.com, and I will respond. I'm looking forward to the interaction, and this is going to be really great. There's a book out there called The Emperor's New Clothes. And in this book, the emperor, there are two tales to this story. And the emperor enters into believing that his clothes is the finest linen ever. But in reality, he has nothing. He's naked. How many times in the body of Christ, in the church, in Western churches, we feel that God owes us something? We feel that we don't need to get naked before God. We feel that because we've been doing it, and mama and daddy and Buki and them, our cousins and all this stuff, have been serving God this way, and that's the way it's going to be all this time. I'm telling you, we need to address the spirit of entitlement within the body of Christ, within the church, the local church, your church, my church, within, and I'm also talking, when I say church, I'm talking about you as the temple of God. One thing, what is the spirit of entitlement? One, you may feel like someone owes you something. Second one, you complain and you're critical about others. instead of being thankful. Thanksgiving is the cure for someone who has the spirit of entitlement. Number four, we need to be counting our blessings, realizing that our blessings and thanksgiving, God is answering for the poisonous of the entitlement spirit. Number five, to give thanks in all circumstances. To have a grateful attitude. These are some of the things that how to deal with the spirit of entitlement. You got to be grateful, right attitude, count your blessings. Be humble. If you are struggling with this critical spirit and having trouble with forgiving someone, you might want to just pray and ask God if you have a spirit of entitlement. 2 weeks now, I've been dealing with or had this on my mind of a spirit of entitlement. What does it mean? Let me just ask some questions that I read today that I thought it was very, very appropriate for the topic. Why does the elite business person or a high-ranking politician feel that they are above the law? Why does the celebrity expect to be pardoned and yet will not afford another with basic respect? Why does, are you ready for this question? Why does a preacher think that his own sexual liaison outside of his marriage is not adultery? Or that his divorce is somehow God's ordination. It's God has ordained his divorce because it's right. Why do we feel, you feel, I feel offended when others overlook us? With the COVID going around, we are now in the season of feeling disconnected. Why are we feeling disconnected? We normally go to church. We normally go to Bible study. We normally do all these things. We normally, you know, everybody's doing the normal. Now that we are in the uncomfortable zone, normality is nowhere in sight. We feel that we are being disconnected. If you feel like you're being disconnected, I want you to stop for a moment and think about the fact of your addressing the spirit of entitlement within you. In Luke chapter 16, verse 14 and 15, it says the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed them. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourself before man, but God knows your heart. For what is exalted among man is an abomination in the sight of God." Wow. Entitlement. The truth is that we are entitled to death. But because of Jesus Christ's experience of the cross, dying, rose again, and with our repentance, we have forgiveness and access to the Father. Therefore, we have no spirit of entitlement, but thankfulness. That's how we should have it. But do we? Do you? Do me? Do I? The spirit of entitlement, I can sum it up in five different things. You ready? One, the spirit of entitlement is a flesh problem. F-L-E-S-H. Flesh problem. Yeah, I said it. The spirit of entitlement is a form of manipulation. It is a form of witchcraft. It is a form of control. The spirit of entitlement is the fall of most men and women out there. They were thought that they were entitled. God says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. Entitlement is the fact of having a right to something. When a person believes that it is in fact true that they have entitlement, then they expect to receive that entitlement. It's the person's rights. I went through something in the month of July, and I felt that because I had done something I was entitled to, boy, was I wrong. Just going to be naked. I mean, hey, let's address it. How many of you out there are not dealing or are even afraid to deal with the fact of being addressing the spirit of entitlement? That means that you're going to have to dig down deep. Why is it some people bother you when they do things? It's not because of jealousy. It's because you feel that you're better than them. Why is it they thought to do something and you didn't? Why is it that they got a husband and you don't? Why is it that they got a wife and you don't? Why is it that they have a girlfriend and you don't? Why is it that they have straight teeth and you have buck teeth? What? Why is it that they have a ministry and you don't? Why is it that you're seeking God, praying and seeking God and doing everything God says and you're still no further advanced than anyone else? I want you to stop. Evaluate yourself. Let's look at the spirit of entitlement is an affronting to the word and the work of the cross. The cross eliminates the spirit of entitlement. You might think, wow, how can I say that? It is a spirit that thinks and feels and believes in the fact that it has entitlement to more than the natural things that God has given you. I'm going to say that again. It is a spirit that thinks, feels, and believes that in fact it has entitlement to more what is naturally given by God. Wow. Entitlement to more than what is naturally given by God. Wow. Let's look at an example. of the spirit of entitlement? Who did it? Who had it? Who dealt with it? One of the persons is Samson. He is the perfect example of the spirit of entitlement. He has chosen, he was chosen by God. That was number one. He was blessed with great strength. That was number two. He was anointed to be a leader of God's people. Number three. Rather than humble and accept his work, receiving the blessings of God with gratitude, he demonstrated a spirit of entitlement. He was entitled to marry a woman among the daughters of his relatives, but instead, Samson, he felt entitled to take a wife from the ungodly Philistine. Number seven, a choice that directly contradicts God's commandment to Israel. Eight, he eating honey from the dead carcass of a lion breached God's commandment. Number nine, as did his liaison with Delilah, his life consisted and demonstrated a spirit of entitlement. The spirit of entitlement is another example is Ahab. Remember Ahab in 1 Kings? Ahab was exhibited the spirit of entitlement, bringing and taking a wife. And we know his story. He took his wife, and his wife was named Jezebel. But Jezebel, knowing that her husband had a spirit of entitlement, used his sense of entitlement to manipulate him, to manipulate her husband, and justify the evil that she did. Do you have entitlement? Are you willing to let it go yet? I want to let's just deal with another case. In the Garden of Eden, Satan enticed not only Eve, but also Adam to sin by declaring, "You shall be like God." Totally being self-determined. What was the words I used earlier? Having a self-authority. The quest to be like Christ or like God. Rejecting his creation, his creator, and becoming in their own mind the creator. My God, a sense of a spirit of entitlement. How did we get it? It went back to the Garden of Adam and Eve. And as generations have gone, it's grown, and then it's also been covered up until now. Nobody's addressing this. We need to address the spirit of entitlement so that you can become free. Jesus represents a representation of entitlement discard when he went to the cross. Jesus, representation of entitlement, was discarded when he went to the cross. You don't have to deal with this. You don't have to deal with the spirit of entitlement. The spirit of entitlement is being very, is seen every day in churches around the world, in people around the world. People expect special treatment, looking for churches with a that meets their special needs, as though they titled to have the Bride of Christ exist for their own purpose. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, is a call to break free of this spirit of entitlement, to live and die for Christ, to live and die as Christ lived and died, as we forever participate in his resurrection. Another scripture in Philippians 2, 6 through 11 amplifies the spirit of God in man, a spirit not of entitlement, but of thankfulness and praise towards the one in whom grace and true freedom is found. Entitlement. Are you entitled? Do you feel like you're entitled? I want to let you know that you don't have to be or carry this around any longer. You can let entitlement go this night by, let's look at some things that you can do. The symptoms of entitlement. You can enforce impossible demands on family, children, friends, acquaintances, lovers, employers, and employees and employers. You tend to feel sorry for yourself if things don't work out the way you want. Self-pity. People have called you bully, ruthless, egotistical, vain, or liar because you have a spirit of entitlement. You believe that you deserve happiness and will go to great and sometimes extreme length, to ensure that that happens, often at the expense of others. You punish people when they don't do what you want them to do. You become aggressive. In order to succeed in life, you believe in going to any length possible. In order to do ministry, you will step over somebody to get to somebody else to so that your agenda can be done. It's a spirit of entitlement. How do we deal with this? How do we rid ourselves of the spirit of entitlement that is so entangled in us, that it's so embedded in us. We don't even know it's there. We overlook it for some strange reason. One, you got to repent. Asking God if you have addressing the spirit of entitlement, of entitlement, you got to repent. Ask God. Number two, ask God to show you your heart. To show you areas in your life that have the spirit of entitlement. I am doing this slow so that you can understand. I'm giving you a list of three. Repent, ask God to show your heart, ask God to show you the area in your life that has the spirit of entitlement. And when God starts showing you the spirit of entitlement, you got to say, God, I humbly throw myself at the courts, at your mercy, at your grace. Let's just look at a few more symptoms. You tend to look out of yourself, your needs, and desire more than anyone else. Almost 100 times more. You find it hard to negotiate and compromise when things do not go your way. You have a deep seated conviction that you have priority and should always come first, even at the expense of stepping over somebody else. You crave for attention at all times. Repent. Ask God to show you your heart. Ask God to show the areas in your life that have the spirit of content, of entitlement. And then, after you do that, develop more a self-awareness of entitlement. Identify those inner expectations that you have. Expectations and that is beyond this world. That you have. Work to accept life as it is without your beliefs, your ideas, your expectations, and practice forgiveness. Practice allowing people to be the way that they are naturally. Concentrate on developing a passion and an empathy for others. Another thing, number five, celebrate with others. Celebrate other people. Pay attention to their happiness and their joy. Slowly work on cultivating a true self-love And I want to close with this remark. Change won't happen overnight when addressing the spirit of entitlement. But with dedication and will power, your life can take a permanent turn for the better. I'm going to say that again. Change won't happen overnight, but with dedication and willpower, your life can take a permanent turn for the better. So, as a summary, evaluate your heart. Ask yourself these questions. Am I discontented? Am I disappointed? Am I discouraged? Am I comparing my life with someone else's? If any of the above questions was yes, repent. Remember in Psalms 23, verse 1, David says the Lord is his shepherd. That means that the shepherd, God is your shepherd. That means that God is your planner, your protector, and your provider. God promises to always love his children. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. God will always sustain. God has you got to know that God, because he knows all things, and he is able to fully trust that God will take care of you. You got to be able to fully trust what God can do. No matter what you face, no matter what you're going through, we can trust that his answers are good and loving, not based on our circumstances, but based on him. We got to pray, not my will, but thy will be done. We can't save ourselves from the feelings of entitlement. We cannot make our heart better, but God can. He will do so as we pour out our desires, our disappointments to him, and hope in his promises. A yay and amen. I am so glad you joined me. I am Prophetess Dr. Althea, and you have been listening to Substance Within, a spiritual prophetic quest. And our topic today was addressing the spirit of entitlement. Let's close out in prayer. Father, I thank you because I know you hear me. Father, anyone by the sound of my voice, as they listen, Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit come in and convict, convert, convince, and comfort them as they address the spirit of entitlement within themselves. That their spirit within, that they will know that they matter. Father, we ask that once they repent, that you cause their influence, affluence, they will increase and improve. Everything that they do, oh, Father, we ask that you will have your way. And Father, if they are not saved and they want to accept you, Father, we pray right now that you will come into their heart. They will accept you this day and ask that you will have your way in their life. This is our petition before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, you have been listening to Substance Within, a spiritual prophetic quest. And I am Dr. Althea, and we have been addressing the spirit of entitlement. Have a fabulous day, weekend, week. Stay safe. Stay disease-free. Make sure you wear your mask, wash your hands, be in compliance. Have a very nice night. Morning, afternoon,